Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Pei Dalet in Maseches Yuma. It's the 547th daf in Shas. The rest of our Masechta is going to have quite a bit of Agata, just like our Gemara does. Also on daf Pei Vav is going to be a very important daf, as well as Pei Hei Amabez, in regards to the Halachos of Tshuva. And then we will go back to beautiful Agadatas about Tshuva, and essentially that's how the Masechta will conclude. Our Gemara is going to continue on with the concept that our Mishnah had begun with on Pei Gimel Amud Beis of Misha Achzo Bolmus, where we had learned that someone who is stricken by hunger, the halach is that you're allowed to give him even non-kosher food, as well as our Mishnah had said that someone who was bitten by a dog, certain suggestions that had been given by the doctors of that time to feed the individual who was bitten with the liver of that dog, that should not be done. Of course, that is also not kosher, and that, Rashi explains on the Mishnah, would not be successful in healing the malady that the person is suffering. Now our Gemara, therefore, three lines from the bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Beis, begins to discuss what a Kelev Shota is. Tanu Rabbanan, Chamisha Dvarim Ne'emru B'Kelev Shota. There are five attributes of a wild and sick dog, literally a crazy dog. Number one, Piv Patuach, its mouth is constantly open. Number two, Vireiro Notev, its saliva comes out of its mouth. Va'oznav Sruchos, and its ears are very large and doubled over. Uznavo munach al yarchosav, and its tail rests on the hind legs. Umahalich bitzide drachim, and it goes on the side of the road. V'yeshomrim, and some say, afno ve'ech ve'en kolo nishma, it barks, it makes the facial expressions as if it's barking, but the sound is not heard. Mimai have, how does a dog develop into a kelev shota? Rav amar noshim, Kishvanios Mesachkos Bo, the women who are into Kishuf, magic that will be best described as black magic, when they play with it, use them as part of their black magic, that's how they become Shotim. Shmuel Amaruach Rosh Ora Alev, and Shmuel says that there's a bad spirit that rests on them. Mai Beinayu, what's the difference between these two Shitas? Ika Beinayu, Lemikdele Bidavar Hanizra. Would it be recommended to kill them by throwing something from a distance? I guess the most practical example today would be shooting them. Rashi explains, according to Mandamar Walds, that there is a Ruach Ra that rests on them, so you shouldn't get close to them and kill them with an arrow or a knife, even a long knife, because you don't want the Ruach Ra to become connected to you. However, if the issue is that they became a Kelev Shota due to the black magic, so then in such a case, then coming up close is not a danger as well. Mari continues, the first line on top of Beidalet Amalf, Tanya Kavose Dishmuel, Kishahargin Oso, Ein Hargin Oso, Ela Bedover Hanizruk. With a sharp instrument, like a arrow or a bullet, that will kill them. Someone who is attacked by a dog, says the Gemara, Dechayiv Pe Mistaken, if the dog attacks you, then you are chas v'chalil in sakana. Denochis leif, if the dog bites, mayis, then there's a risk of a kelev shota killing him. Dechayiv pei mistaken, someone who was attacked, not necessarily bitten, but attacked by the dog. What could he do to save himself? Nishlech mani v'nirit, he should take his clothing off and then run away. In other words, to run away from the ruach ra. As we saw, that we follow the opinion of Shmuel, that they have the Ruach Ra that they're carrying with them. Ravuna Breidur Yeshua, Chafpei, Aminayu Bishukha, one of the Kelev Shotim attacked him. Shalchinu Lamane Virat, he threw away his clothing and ran. Amar Kiyamti Ba'atzmi, HaChochma Techaye V'Ola, that with Chochma, a person can live. What encases Chochma will cause its owner to live. What if it's worse? What if the dog is already bitten? Denachas le mayis maitakante. What if the dog already bitten? Amar Abaye explained, Nesi mashka d'apa dikra. He should bring a leather
from a dichra, from a zachar, dalet and zayin in Aramaic is interchangeable. V'nichteva le'en, he should write it on it. Ana planya bar plenisa. I, Plony, the son of Plonis, amashka da'apa dichra kasvina lach. I am writing this on leather. Kanti, kanti, kaliris. That's what he's supposed to write. I don't know exactly what that means. Or, some say, kandi, kandi, kiloris. Ka, ka, Hashem, tzivakos, amen, amen, selo. Unishalchinu lemane, and he throws his begotten away, v'likperinu b'kivre atresa yarche shate, and he should dwell in a beis ha-kvaros for 12 months, v'napkinu v'niklinu b'tanir, and then when they take him out of, excuse me, the begotten, when they take the begotten are supposed to be the beis ha-kvaros, and then when the begotten are taken out of the beis ha-kvaros, so then they're put into an oven. V'nivderinu likitme aparashas drachim. And then the clothing, because it's been affected by this ruach ra, is spread out on the crossroads of a road. V'hanech treser yarchi shate. And during those 12 months that his clothes are in the beis ha-kvaros, kishasamaya, when he drinks water, lo lishti ela begubsa dinechasha. He should only use a copper straw. Lest he see the tsura, the appearance of a shade, and go into a sakana. Ki hada abba bar mata, hu abba bar minyumi. Like this had once happened to abba bar mata, some call him abba bar minyumi, he was bit by a dog. Vavdele yuma guvsa didava. And his mother made for him a gold goblet in order that he should not see inside the water a shade. There are many things in the Agadata that we don't understand. I don't have a tradition of how to understand the Shadim, or for that matter, different parts of the sciences that Chazal over here assume, but we realize that we don't know everything, and even the Gemaras we don't understand, we continue to do. The Gemara, 5 lines in, continues, V'od Amir Rebbe Masya. We're quoting from our Mishnah, going back to Pei Gimel. The Rebbe Masya ben Choresh said, "Hachoshesh bigrono matilin lo sam b'soch pi b'shabbos." That if someone has a throat ache, then he's allowed to put refuah into his mouth. Rashi on the Mishnah explained that Rebbe Masya felt that this is a refuah gemura, and is safek nefashos, then it's doche Shabbos. The Gemara now gives us examples of choli and refuah. Rabbi Yochanan chash bitzafidna. Rabbi Yochanan was sick with a sickness of the teeth and the palate. Azal gabi dahi matrinasa. He went to this Gentile aristocratic woman, was a governess in the city of Tveria. Avdala milsa. Chamsha umale shabasa. She made a refuah for him for Thursday and Friday. Amela b'Shabbos mai. Rabbi Yochanan said, "What's going to be with Shabbos?" Some of Farshim learn that Rabbi Yochanan was busy teaching all of Shabbos that he didn't have time for the refuah. Amela, so Nachri said, "Lo tzriches. You don't need to take on Shabbos. You'll be healed by then." Imatzruchinu mai. And what should I do if I still need the refuah? Amrelei ishtabelid lomigais. Make a shvuah. Swear to me that you're not going to reveal the refuah that I'm about to tell you. So ishtava Rabbi Yochanan sweared lalakoy lisro lomagina. And she told him the refuah. Nafik darsh bepirke. He went and he darshened. And he taught it in public. He told others what he had sworn to her that he wasn't going to. And this is the great Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara asks, how could that be? He swore that to the God of Israel, he's not going to reveal it. Says the Gemara, but to Am Yisrael, he did not swear. He's only swore not to reveal to the God of Israel. But to Am Yisrael, he wanted to reveal so they would have this refuah. Asks the Gemara, Va'ikach el Hashem. Okay, so he didn't violate the halachos of Shvuah. But what about Achil Hashem? That comes across as if he swore falsely, and he's Mechalal, Shem Shamayim, because she thinks, Rashi explains, that he was over on his Shvuah. Answers the Gemara, he already told her, he gave her a heads up. He explained to her, that he told her beforehand, after she revealed what the Refuah was, he explained to her why telling it to others would not be a Chilul Hashem. Now the Gemara clarifies what Refuah was, my Avdale, what exactly was Refuah that ultimately Rabbi Yochanan was Megala that she made for him. Amar Vachabrei Durev Ami, Mei Sa'ar, it was water which leaven was sitting inside of it, usually made from barley, with Shemen Zayis, with olive oil, Umelach, and salt. Sounds like a potion that's not too different than some of the throat lubricants that we have today. Rav Yemar Amar Sa'ar Gufei, Shemen Zayis Umelach. It wasn't water that was soaked, but it was the Sa'ar itself. Rav Ashi Amar Mishcha de Gadfa de Avsa. It was fat from the brain of a small bird. Amar Abaya No Avdi Chuli Velo Itzai. I tested all these things out and they didn't work. Adamar Le'ahu Taya. Until a merchant, Arab merchant generally, Itaya is referring to, came along. I see Kashyasa de Zesil Mala Tilta. He brought me pits of olives that were quite young. Ukleine benura, and he burnt them. Amara chadita on a new utensil. Va'adbik bichach ve'dare, and he attached them to the edges of my teeth. Avdi hachi v'tzai, I did that, and then it worked. Mimai have, where does the sickness come from? Asks the Gemara. The Gemara answers, mechamime dechiti. If one eats pieces of wheat that are too hot, umishiyare kosa daharsana, and the leftover fish from kosa daharsana, it's a famous dish that had milk, oil, and fish together, that is left over at night. Umay simone, and how do you know that a person is affected by the sickness? Kadrami midi bichoche v'asa dama mi beidare. When he gives something with his teeth and it causes blood to come out. In other words, the gums are bleeding. Gemara brings another story along these lines with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan kichosh b'tzafdina. When he had the sickness called tzafdina, avid hachi b'shabsav itzase. He did the refuah that this nachris had taught him that we had learned above, and he was healed. Asking Gemara, v'Rabbi Yochanan hecha avid hachi, how could Rabbi Yochanan do this, but didn't we learn that refuah b'shabbos is aser? Isn't refuah on Shabbos aser? Avraham Nachman bar Yitzchak shani tzafid na hol maskel b'peh v'gomer b'bnei me'ayim. It's a sakana, and therefore refuah is going to be permissible. Amar le'Rav Chiya bar Abba le'Rav Yochanan k'man k'Rav Misiya ben Charash. The source that told us that refuah in these types of instances is mutter is Rav Misiya ben Charash. The Amra Choshish Bepiv Matin Lo Sam B'Shabbos. Because he was the one who taught us in our Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amid Aleph that if there is pain in his mouth, so then in such a case he's allowed to take refuah. Amar Le, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shani Omer, Bezo V'lo Bacheres. I hold that the Chachamim who disagree Rav Misiya ben Charash would agree that in my case, a refuah could be taken as well. Not only does Rav Misiya ben Charash hold away, but the Chachamim who disagree, according to Rashi, who disagree with the case of a bite of a kol of shota, they would agree in this case that this remedy and this sickness would be mutter to take refuah. The Gemara continues, Lema Misayeya Le, I'll bring you another proof that the Chachamim might do Rav Misiya ben Charash for someone who's sick, for tzafidna, mishach zoyarkan, someone who is plagued with a disease that turns him greenish, machilin also besar chamor. The Braisa tells us you're allowed to give him horse meat that helps him. Mishenashcho kelev shota machilin also bechatzer kovet shelo. That we learned in our Mishnah. Although that was a machlokis tanoim. V'achoshish b'piv matin lo b'sam b'shabes divrei Misiya ben Charash. V'chacham momrim be'elu ein behem mishum refuah. V'chachamim, like we saw in our Mishnah, disagreed and said some of the cases that are mentioned above, or the above, don't have the powers of refuah, and therefore they're not docha Shabbos. So now the Gemara wants to know, be'elu l'myute mai, what exactly were the Chachamim disagreeing? It sounds like some of them he's disagreeing. Not all of them. My lav l'myute sam. Must be that he was disagreeing with the case of sam. Excuse me, disagreeing with the case of Kelev. But by sam, that's not included in his disagreement. There, the Chachamim would hold that is mutter, as we saw that there are cases that the Chacham are matir refuah. Says the Gemara, Loi, no, maybe even the Chacham hold that Sam is also not mutter to take on Shabbos for the Chole Piv. However, L'miute makizin dam l'sroni, or l'sronchi, that it's permissible to be make his dam for someone who has Chola Sachra, there the Chacham agree with Rem Messiah. But maybe they disagree in regards to Choshesh Bepiv. Says Gemara, that is actually a more logical position. Achanam Misabra Destanya, we learned the Braisa. Shloisha Dvarim Amr Bishmol Rabbi Yossi Shishama Mishum Rabbi Messiah Ben Charesh. There are three things Rabbi Shmol heard from Messiah Ben Charesh. Number one, Makizin Dam L'Sronchi B'Shabbis, that someone who has the Choli of Sronchi, which is a type of Asachra, then you could bloodlet for him even on Shabbos. Bloodletting is an Issur D'Oraisa. Umishan Ashchol Kalev Shaita Machilin also Michotzer Kaved Shelo. That's number two. V'Achoshish Bepiv Matilin Lo Sam B'Shabbes V'Chacham Morim Be'elu Ein B'Mishum Refuah Be'elu Mute Mai. What is Be'elu coming to exclude? We're now clarifying what the Shitas Chachamim is. My Lav Atarti Basraisa V'Lemute Dresha. Maybe the Chachamim are saying that the last two they disagree, but the first they agree. Says Gemara, Lo Atarti Dresha Kamaisa. They Chacham disagree on the first two, Ulamiyute de Seifa, but agree on the last. They disagree on the first two and agree on the last. And what will emerge then is that the Maskanas HaGemara is, as was originally suggested, that the Chachamim are Moda to Reb Messiah when it comes to Sam. That's how the Gemara concludes on Pei Dalet Amid Aleph. However, the Gemara is still unclear and tries to continue to prove where it is it that the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Messiah ben Charash in regards to an instance where Refuah is Mutar on Shabbos. Tashma continues the Gemara on top of Pei Dalet Amid Beis, Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Ubra She'ericha Machilinosa. If you have a woman that smells food when she's fasting, so then she could go into shock for that desire for food. So you give her food ad shetoshuv nafsha, until she comes back to herself. Umisha nashchol kelev shota machlinos mechatzer kavishlo vachoshish bepiv matin lo sam b'shabis divrei Rabbi Eliezer ber Rabbi Yossi sha'amar, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yossi quoted mishum Rabbi Saya ben Charash. This heter, it's similar to what we saw in our Mishnah. V'chachamim omrim, and how did the Chacham disagree? B'zol v'lo b'acheres. I agree with you in this, and not with that. Of course, the question is, what is the this, and what is the that, where the Chachamim agree versus disagree? So Gemara asks, b'zol ahaya, which one is it? Ilema a'ubra, if we're going to say that the chidush of the Chacham's Hoda is that their moda that you're allowed to feed a pregnant woman. Pshita. That's Pashut. Ubra mi'ikal amanda amar delo. Is there amanda amar that says that you don't feed a pregnant woman in such a case? That's a stam Mishnah on Pei Beis Amid Aleph that everybody agrees on. El olav asam. Must be it's going on the case of having the sam for Choshesh Piv. Shmabina. We see from here that the Chachamim agree in such a case. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi adds, Masnisa Nami Deka. Now our Mishnah, if you read it carefully, is also Mukhrach, that the Chacham agree by Choshesh Piv that he takes Sam. Why? Because the Mishnah had said, Va'od Amar Rabbi Messiah ben Charash, HaChoshesh Pipim Atil Masam Shabbos. V'lo Pligi Rabbanan Aleha. On that it doesn't say the Rabbanan disagrees. V'imisi, the Pligi Rabbanan Aleha, And if the Rabbanan disagreed, it should be put into the same category with all the other cases. Larvinu vilisninu. It should all be mixed together into one case. Vilifilu Rabbanan Masef, and the Rabbanan should disagree. In the end, Shema Mino, that the Rabbanan agree that when it comes to the Sam, it will be mutter. This is a big nominee for a halacha from the Daily Daf, and that is the parameters of the Chachamim's Hodah to Rabbi Shimon ben Messiah and the practical implication for taking medicine on Shabbos. Our Mishnah continued that when it came to the Sam, it was permissible because it's Safek Nefashos. The Gemara says three lines before the Y and Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Mipneisha Safek Nefashosu. And the Gemara adds, V'chol Safek Nefashos Doches HaShabbos. Asks the Gemara, Lama Lisu Lemeimer V'chol Safek Nefashos Doches HaShabbos. It's understood. It's well known, the halacha, that Safek Nefashos Doches HaShabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Lo Safek Shabbos Ubil Vat Amru. It was teaching us the rule, not only on this Safek Shabbos, Ela Filu Safek Shabbos Acheres. Even if there was another Shabbos where that his life would be in danger, even if it's not this Shabbos. Hey, Chidami, what would that instance see? The Gemara continues on the first wide. Like, Kigon de'amdu l'samne yoyme. They estimated that he needs to take the refuah for 8 days. V'yoma kama shabsa. And the first day that he's supposed to begin is Shabbos. So mao the same, I would have thought lakev ad l'orta. He should wait till that night. Ki hecha d'lo necha le'a trey shabsa. In order that he not come to violate two Shabbosim, Kamash Malan, Chiddush of the Mishnah is that he does start immediately. The Farshim on the Mishnah explained that the Chiddush over here is not Refuah on Shabbos, that's a Davar Pashut, that Refuah could be taken on Shabbos. In terms of Halacha L'maisa, we pass on someone's Nafal Mishkav, it will be permissible to take Refuah. However, the Diuna over here is that to make the Refuah, sometimes Malachos need to be done. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is you start immediately, even if the sakana is really for the next Shabbos, if you don't take it for 8 days, nevertheless, you start taking it immediately, and you do malachos d'oraisa. Gemara continues, third line, into wine, pay dalet amud beis. Tanya nami hachi, we also learn in braisa, mechamin chamin l'chola b'Shabbos. You could heat up hot water for a chol on Shabbos, bein la'ashkoso, bein la'havroso. Whether it's to give him to drink, or it's for him to wash. V'lo Shabbos u'bavad, amru, el Shabbos acheres. Not only for this Shabbos, even for another Shabbos, but if you don't begin to treat him now properly, so then it will be a suffix for the next Shabbos, so then also it's permissible. We also learned in the Brice of Ein Omrim Namtin Lo Shema Yavri, we don't say, well, we're not sure, maybe he won't need it and he'll heal on his own, Elochamin Lo Miyad, because the suffix is also Docha. Mipnesha suffix Nefashos Docha Sa Shabbos, V'lo suffix Shabbosu Bilvad, Elafil suffix Shabbos Acheres, even if it's a suffix on a future Shabbos, now you already could be Mechalo, as we learned above. Ve'inos in Dvarim Alolu, this is a big klal, it finds its way in Shulchan Aruch as well. Lo Ayidei Nochem V'lo Ayidei Kusim, and the Chil Shabbos is not done through others, either Gentiles or the Kusim, where there's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether they're valid gerim. This Gemara seems to be assuming that they're not. El al yidei gedolei Yisrael. But rather, gedolei Yisrael is supposed to be mechal Shabbos. No, it's a mitzvah. Ve'ein omrin yasu dvarim halolu lo al pinashma al pikusim avol mitzdarfin l'das acheres. You don't say have it done by women in Kusim. However, what you do is use the opinion of a Kusi and a Goy, if there is a question that's not clear whether it's Safek Nefashos or not, nevertheless, you take their opinion into account. Tosas on the top of our Amud points out that the reason why you're supposed to do Al Yidei Yisrael is you're afraid, Shema Yisatzel Nachri, Velo Yasev, Yovel Yidei Sakana, and that is the reason why we do it Al Yidei Yisrael. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Mefachim, Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos, one is allowed to do anything one can to release a chola from a case of danger on Shabbos. You don't need to get a heter. You do it right away. What's an example of this? If he sees, God forbid, a child that has fallen into the sea, parish mitzuda maleu, immediately he should get a net to take him out. And he doesn't need to get a heter. Va'af al gav. The katsayid kavari, even though this is tzad, because he's trapping with this basket. Ratinik shenafel abar, similarly, if he sees a child that fell into a pit, oker chulia, he could immediately take a part of the bar out. In other words, begin to use part of the bar to extricate the child and take him out. Vazar zereza b'shulach vein tzarech lital rishos mibezin. Afagav nemisaken darga. Even though at the time that he's doing it, he's making a step into the bar, and if it's going to be used as a bar, it'll be helpful, and that would qualify as an Isser d'oraisa on Shabbos, possibly the Isser of Bona. Nevertheless, the halacha is that it's permissible. Rosh enina lo deles mepnei tinok. If he sees a child is trapped behind the door. Now Rashi adds something interesting over here. Rashi says, and the child is afraid, is panicked. It sounds like the child's life is not in danger, in physical danger, but the child is panicked. Shovro motzia, he immediately breaks the door and takes him out. Vazar is a reza meshubach vein tzarech lito rishus mibez v'afagav nemechavin litvar. And even though he's intending to break the door, and that would be presumably an iser of soser, nevertheless, the halacha is that it's permissible. V'afagav nekom mechavin limitbar b'shifi. The Gemara continues, Mechabin u'mafsik mepnei adleika b'shabbos. One is allowed to extinguish a fire on Shabbos. Vazar is a reza meshubach, and whoever is quick to do it should be praised. Ve'ein tzarech lito rishus mibezin. You don't need to get permission from Bezdin. V'afagav dekom mamich mechuchei. Even if the end he's doing a tikkun, that now they are good charcoal for Shabbos, nevertheless, the halacha is that it's mutter. It could be the Gemara speaks about making the charcoal and not just simply extinguishing, because extinguishing is a melacha sheina tzricha legufa. It says the Gemara ud tzricha, and I need all of the above cases, de'i ashme'inan yam. If I had just heard the case of the child that fall into the ocean, where it would have been a shaila of tzad, nevertheless, because b'kuach nefesh, it's a mitzvah to do, mishum da'ad ha'chi v'ha'chi azalei. In the interim, God forbid, if he goes to ask the shaila, the child could drown. Avol bar, the kayasiv eima lo tzricha, but in a case of a pit, the child is not going to die immediately, so that maybe you should ask a shaila. V'yashmin bar mishum deka mivis. When it comes to a pit, there the child is panicked. Avol nino lo deles. But if the child is stuck behind the door, efshar diyasabai gisay umash bish le bamguze, you can make the child feel better and lessen the panic, and that he won't be in a state of pikuach nefesh because of the panic. Tzricha, the chiddush here is that you don't have to do that, and you shouldn't ask the shaila, and go immediately and save him. Now here there's a mistake in our Gemara in the printing. The two dots should be taken away. The Gemara spells out Mechabin u'mafsikin. We learned in the Brisa that you could extinguish the fire. Lamali, what's the chiddush of that? Tafil l'chatzar acheres. Even if you need to go in another courtyard. In other words, the cholim are not here. And the ketanim are not here that will get caught in the fire, God forbid, and their lives be put in danger, but they're in another chatzer. But you're afraid that it's going to spread, says Rashi in Dibra HaMaschil Umafsikin, Dibra HaMaschil Dafilu. Nevertheless, the chidush here is that you could put it out, even though the sakana is not in front of us right now. This Be'ezer Hashem is the daf for Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Truma. Be'ezer Hashem on Matzoi Shabbos, we will pick up with the daf for Sunday, Parshas Tetzaveh.